2019 brought a lot back into focus. It was like the throwback Thursday of the 2010s. Beyond just bringing back ideologies, policies, and overt hostilities, bars, it also brought back, it did not bring back bars, but it also brought back various diseases, one of which seems to make its round every year, but it really seems to come around pretty strongly every 10 years or so. And we are talking about the coronavirus that is spreading rapidly across the globe. In this episode of Lessons from the Screen, we're going to be taking a look at the most modern form of the diseases that we know from the causes of SARS and the flu.
Lessons from the Screen, what we mean is we go through different documentaries to tell you what they gon' do. Give you our lessons, give them our blessings. If they trash, we tell you there is no second guessing. Knowledge is power, but time is precious. And we're here to keep you from them lessons. So sit back as we groove, giving you the review, so you only spend time on the docs that you need to.
Welcome to another episode of Lessons from the Screen, the show where we give you a review of whether or not a show, a document, a documentary, or any particular information that you're getting from any particular screen of any particular kind is worth your time. We waste our time, our energy, and our brain power so that you don't have to. And as always, Lessons from the Screen is sponsored by PAX Inc., a Black activist advocacy and think tank organization with the purpose of increasing the quality of life for Black people in America through a focus on education, economics, and a culture shift. And you can check them out at PAXINC.org. That's PACTSINC.org. Go ahead and leave a review. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Drop a comment. Become a member. Become a donor. Take a survey. Do whatever you can to help them. You know the dizzy. Today, we're going to get into it. It's kind of a short show because we just don't have a lot of information and because I'm just not feeling well right now. So, you all wish me well. Go ahead and do that and send me money because I need that. And we're going to get right into it as we begin to talk about the Wuhan coronavirus. So as I said, there just isn't a lot of information on what's going on because it's still unfolding very rapidly, but I thought it was significant enough to do a show on it, even if it is a brief show, which actually works in my favor because, like I said, I'm not feeling well right now. But we talked about it a little bit on last week's episode of the Freedom Train podcast series, myself and Joseph Ward. And so I'm just going to elaborate a little bit more. And when more information comes out, this will, I know I've said it before, but this will be one of the shows that I come back to, especially if things get to be really, really bad. I will definitely come back and do an update show. But for right now, I felt like it was significant. So on January 10th, the World Health Organization released the RNA sequence of a virus that had only come to its attention a month earlier. On December 31st, 2019, the World Health Organization was alerted to a cluster of cases in Wuhan, the capital city of the Hubei province in China, with a population of 11 million and with labs that contain both Ebola and SARS material. Now, that's not relevant to what's going on, but I felt like it was pertinent enough to mention because I know at some point it's going to get mentioned as a part of some sort of conspiracy theory or some sort of plan that somebody is putting forth. So, anyways. Now, while it is estimated that the first persons infected with this current crisis involving the coronavirus, which has been called the Wuhan coronavirus or 2019 NCOV, started on or around December 8th, it was only just recently that an analysis of the new virus and tools for testing people were released, January 22nd and 23rd, respectively. On December 31st, when the World Health Organization was first notified of the outbreak, there were only a few dozen suspected cases in China. Now, a month later, nearly 1,500 people have been infected across 14 countries, including two cases right here in the United States, and more than 41 people dead, a number that was bolstered by more than 15 people dying in one day recently. Now, coronaviruses are a family of illnesses obviously. But they're a family of illness-causing viruses that take effect in a variety of species, although usually only a few species per virus. Meaning that usually a virus sticks to this certain group of species, not really crossing over. However, when you do get a virus that can spread between humans and animals, you get a particularly nasty situation, such as the case with the 2003 SARS outbreak, which also occurred in China, or with the 2012 MERS outbreak, which occurred in the Middle East. And we're all familiar with the SARS outbreak that happened back in 2003. And there are even a number of rap songs about SARS. Cover your mouth up like you got SARS. Often, you know, that's a Kanye West bar. Anyways, SARS stands for Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome. And it was spread in the southern China area. And there were 8,000 cases, resulting in 774 deaths across 17 countries. And it spurred up in 2002, 2003. And then as of 2004, it almost just vanished. There is no vaccine for it, but Chinese scientists did track the disease back to horseshoe bats in China. So it was something that crossed species from bats to humans. And it killed a lot of people. Now, the MERS outbreak, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, also known as camel flu, it still goes on, but it's not something that happens regularly. And it's again, a disease that transferred from camels to humans. And so now they're definitely telling people that whenever you have any sort of interactions with camels, you need to wash your hands. Because MERS, while SARS has a 10% death rate, 1 in 10 people that get SARS will die. MERS has a 36% death rate, meaning 1 in 3 people, basically, that a little more than 1 in 3 people that come in contact with MERS will die. So we're talking about very, very, very serious illnesses here when these viruses in the coronavirus family decide to get serious about life. Now, the Wuhan virus has been confirmed to spread from person to person after it, like SARS and MERS before it, is believed to have been transferred from an animal to humans. They don't know which animal it is now, but they do suspect that it was something that was spread from an animal, because the earliest cases of the disease were from people who did a lot of work around seafood or around other places where they had a lot of handlings with animals. And now they know that it's spreading person to person, because the more recent infections are the people that have most recently been diagnosed with the Wuhan coronavirus have not had any interactions with animals. So it has to be spreading person to person now. Now, again, coronaviruses are fairly common. Most of them cause upper respiratory infections and symptoms like stuffy noses, coughing, upper throat irritation, and other cold and flu-like symptoms. And this makes sense because, well, essentially colds and flus, along with chickenpox and other respiratory issues, are caused by coronaviruses. So, of course, any coronavirus is going to display coronavirus-like symptoms, usually. Now, the incubation period for the Wuhan C, which is what I'm calling it because I got bars and that sound dope, but I'm going to go back and say it again because it's dope. The incubation period for the Wuhan C is about 2 to 5 days, but it is still too early to tell if it's comparable to SARS or MERS in terms of severity or contagiousness. Now, Wuhan has been locked down and China is going into full outbreak protection mode as it tries to limit the spread of the disease, while other countries have taken steps to prevent the diseases from entering or spreading outside of their own countries. And this is something that, again, I felt like it was important to report on because, like I mentioned in the show, Chinese New Year is actually today, Saturday. And Chinese New Year is not just a Chinese holiday, it is a global holiday. People all over the world, I'm sure, had plans to travel to China to celebrate Chinese New Year. And I'm sure not all of them canceled their tickets, especially with it being on this much of a short notice. And beyond that, the virus has already spread to 14 countries. SARS, I believe, was only in 17 countries. So the virus is already quickly making up grounds and proving to be, you know, somewhat as contagious, if not more contagious, than SARS was. Now, again, it's still very early. We don't entirely know what's going to happen with this. This thing could fizzle out and vanish altogether, or it could become a major, major epidemic on a global scale, something that becomes very, very, very serious. We also still don't know exactly what the lethality of the virus is, because while there are people who are dying and the death rates are definitely ticking up, we still don't have a solid idea of how many people are actually infected, because everything is still just so early. Less than a month ago, the World Health Organization had no idea what this was, and the only people that knew about it were people in China, the city of Wuhan, particularly. So, and now a number of those healthcare officials that were working on patients in the city of Wuhan have themselves become ill. So we know that it's extremely contagious. We know that it is lethal. And we know that it started in China. And that's about all that we know. So we're going to, like I said before, we're going to keep our eye to the street on this one. And I'm going to give updates where they're needed and where they fit. If they're not needed and they don't fit because it just goes away, then you'll never hear from this topic again. But it is something that I felt like was extremely critical, very important, and something that I felt like needed to be talked about. So black people everywhere, wash your hands, cover your mouth, get a mask, be careful, but don't panic. You know, don't panic, because panic tends to make things worse. Just be careful. Do the things that you're supposed to do. You know, take care of yourself and your hygiene the way you're supposed to take care of yourself and your hygiene. There have also been a number of people that have bounced back from their Wuhan C infections and have reported, you know, it being as more like a moderate to severe cold. And there have been people that have died. So you don't know. Just take care of yourself, though. But definitely don't panic. You know, and I'm not an expert, but the experts are saying don't panic. And in this case, I agree with them. It's just too early to really do anything but observe gather information and observe what's going on. And so that's what we're doing. And this has been another episode of Lessons from the Screen. I will see you next week.
Lessons from the Screen, what we mean is we go through different documentaries to tell you what they gon' do. Give you our lessons, give them our blessings. If they trash, we tell you there is no second guessing. Knowledge is power, but time is precious. And we're here to keep you from them lessons. So sit back as we groove, giving you the review, so you only spend time on the docs that you need to.
I want to thank you guys once again for listening to Lessons from the Screen. I want to ask you guys to go to, if you have an Android device, go to the Google Play Store, type in Freedom Train Radio. You'll see the logo of the train. Download the app, get the app. It'll keep you up to date on all of the shows and everything else that's going on here at the Freedom Train Network. Also, head on over to www.freedomtrainradio.com and check out all the shows. Leave comments, leave reviews. If you want to reach us or say anything to us, that's the best way to do it. Because if you just reach out through your social media, your a podcast listening app or YouTube or whatever, we don't check all of those things, but we do check the website. So go there. Also, I just want to thank you guys once again for tuning in, and see you next week. Let me know what you think about the show you just listened to. Let me know if you agree, disagree, you felt like I missed something, whatever it is. Just holla at your boy, and I will see you next week, or whenever the next show comes out. And if you are interested in sponsoring the show again, hit us up on the Freedom Train Radio website and let us know that you're interested in sponsoring a particular show or the entire network.